All right, then next up we have Ominous Ride with Seven Naughty Children.
They had no school and no supervision, and they had no rules and no make a disposition. Mama had to stay inside and work all day, so she sent her seven children out to play. 12-year-old Gail was a mischievous gal, had a penchant for a matchless flame. Her mama always wondered what Gail would obey. One day she found a book of matches and she took them to her neighbor's barn filled with hay. Alas, bad fortune for Gale. The moment the flame hit the bale, confined to a fiery jail with the walls closing in, and she never came home again.
This is also absolutely not in the safe category, not in that safe column that I was complaining about before. Not really complaining about, but just kind of observing before. I really admire it for the risks that were taken with this song. This reminds me a lot of the Gashly Crumb Tinies by Edward Gorey.
Stop reading my notes.
Okay, yeah, well, I think it's pretty clear for anybody who's familiar with the Gashly Crumb Tinies. But yeah, the bulk of the melody and instrumentation is kind of throwaway whatever, you know? It's just kind of like, well, okay, we're going to have this dun-ta-chinka, dun-ta-chinka, dun-ta-chinka. So yeah, but still that fits for the song, you know, so that's fine, I think. The first time it switches between sections, it does so really, really badly. It's really rough. It looks like, it feels kind of like it was really sloppily spliced in there for the first one anyway. And that's not good. But, you know, the song is what it is. It's kind of funny the way Gashly Crumb Tinies is kind of funny. Morbid. Children dying horribly is pretty funny. So, yeah, I'm into it.
I think this is going to kill with a different set of judges than Ross Duran's song will.
Kill. I get it.
Yeah, so... It also reminded me of the Gashly Crumb Tinies quite a lot. There's a pile of really strong rhymes in this song and occasional bits of flowery language that get sprinkled in that I really like. Like that line, Gail had a penchant for the match's flame. Just really cool. I actually like the abrupt music when each child meets their end. Like it abruptly turns dark and it threw me the first time. But after a while, you sort of get used to it. Uh-oh. Another kid's gonna, get bitten by a viper or something terrible is going to happen to them. And it was a nice relief from that really happy bunk-a-chink, bunk-a-chink piano melody. So it's cute. And, you don't even realize that it's over 5 minutes. Well, maybe you do, but I don't know. It was fun, and it's really well written. So I appreciate all of the really strong rhymes in it. And I like this one, too.
I liked the transitions and that there were transitions. I just thought the first one, there's a big click in there or something, or maybe the timing is bad or something. It really seems like it's a little sloppy. But yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, I was thinking Shel Silverstein, second he started, I went 60s folk songs. And then I held back because I could tell there's a twist coming up. I knew this couldn't stay this little happy song, and I was not disappointed. They went dark. They slipped to a minor key, then popped back up to the happy tune after the kid dies. I'm going, all right, you handle this first, and then I'm glad they didn't do each death individually. They actually clustered them so the thing worked out into like threes, because we could have been here forever and it was a 5 minute tune. But it didn't feel like a 5 minute tune. It was very well done. Thumbs up is one of my favorites this round because they took you to a place you sort of knew where you were going and led you there, but they led you there with style and panache.
Yeah.